I may lie to you and I may gaslight you, but it's only because I care.
I don't need a hypnotist for me to tell it how it is.
Ba-doom-sh.
I'm Tyler.
And I'm Travis.
And this is Privileged Twinks,
a podcast where we recap the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City,
which is in Utah.
That's a state.
And in the country, the United States.
What's up?
This episode was episode 12 of season 1 that we're recapping. And Travis was just on Twitter and saw that this is the first time no Housewives have been airing since Obama was president.
Yeah, unconfirmed, but I believe it.
But also, how long ago was that? 2 terms? 8 years?
Yeah, that's a long time.
That was a long time. I mean, it's not like these ones aren't about to start happening, though.
Yeah, true.
New Jersey's coming. Dubai's coming. New York.
They just had weird.
Has a promo.
They've just had weird delays and gaps in scheduling that they haven't had for a long time.
Yeah. We do have some news before we get into the pod, though. Some Bravo news. A lot of Bravo news, actually.
April 15th is a day of infamy.
Literally, I was driving from... We were driving from here to Palm Springs, so like a two-hour drive. And in that time frame, we had Candace announced her pregnancy. Candace Dillard-Bassett.
Right. Only a week after confirming that she had quit the show.
Alexia and Todd are getting a divorce.
Yeah, he filed for
he
divorce.
He filed for divorce. Mm-hmm. And then
Robin
confirmed she was fired. And then Crystal Minkoff confirmed she was fired.
And unconfirmed, but the word on the street is NECA is NECA's, also not coming back.
NECA's no longer on the street.
That oh. Yeah, so that's believable to me, but
Kind of crazy. There's no confirmation of anything with Wendy yet. But I do think she kind of did stand her ground and be like, look, just because I met you once in a VIP thing doesn't mean you can come on the show as my friend.
Yeah.
In the reunion. How do you feel about that?
It's still very confusing because it feels like that's such a weird thing to get nasty about. And it got nasty. They went into such a culturally sensitive thing that they really couldn't even talk about it on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, they did the witch stuff a little bit, but like
Ashley brought that part up.
No, not just that part. I mean, like they were like, you're not going to, well, I guess maybe they were talking about those two things, but I don't remember them diving too deep into the whole like shrine and witch thing of it all either.
Yeah.
Except to say that it was hurtful. Yeah. I don't know.
She apologized already though.
Yeah.
I do think all that aside, I don't really think NECA brought that much to the table personality wise. So I'm not like mad that she's going. But it is interesting that she's going, but maybe Wendy's staying. And also if Wendy's staying, I guess if they bring Kiana in full time, then she would be Wendy's friend on Wendy's side. And then Kiana also likes Karen. So then maybe Kiana would basically just take over the Candace role.
Yeah.
And then maybe since Giselle and Ashley are going to be outnumbered, then they will just have to be friends with them. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like at this point it could be too big of a shakeup if Wendy doesn't come back as well. Because they're losing. Candace was a big part of the show. And Robin, although not maybe as impactful as Candace can be, kind of like has been on the show from the beginning and like such a big part of the dynamic, especially with Giselle.
Yeah.
So if somebody else left the show, you know, it could be too big of a shakeup.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
But also, I mean, the rumor a long time ago was that Ashley was leaving too. So,
oh yeah, but okay. You know,
seems like too many rumors.
No, I just mean, I feel like, I don't know why I think Wendy leaving would be, I think it's just cause she's a strong character. And she does bring, like, an interesting point of view. even though I don't think she's like as vulnerable as she needs to be like a good reality star. Mm-hmm. Whereas, but Ashley, while being very open about most things, is not very impactful. I don't know. What do you think?
I just think Ashley's annoying.
Okay. I mean, that's a personal preference, but you can acknowledge that a housewife is a good housewife, even if you don't like them.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say, but I don't know
that she is.
I think she does, like, the thing that I don't like about her is that she causes the drama and then, like, pretends that she didn't. But she does cause drama at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But I am a little bit like, if Ashley's going to stay on, we need you to actually get divorced and leave the whole Michael thing in the past, because it's getting to be a Juan storyline.
Yeah. Well, so we'll see.
That's how I feel on that. we did get a new Dubai trailer this week. It looks really juicy, honestly.
Which is surprising, considering it was filmed like 2 years ago. Why did they hold on to it for so long?
But at the other hand, like, I do feel like they just have they're really good at these trailers, because right. I was thinking about the Salt Lake City trailer for season 3 looked so good, and then it was so blah.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, do you want to get into this one, or do you have any other thoughts on people leaving, people divorcing, people having babies?
None of that. I don't think there's any. No, I think we covered all the housewife thingies.
I'm intrigued to see. I was really scared that when you said Alexia's name when I was driving and you were trying to read me all the like things that were happening in the group chat, I was worried that you were saying Alexia was fired, but I'm really glad she's not.
Yeah.
But
Adriana called it.
He said right on the nose.
Give that girl her orange, whatever it is they should be holding. Her
palm tree leaf.
Yeah.
What do they hold? They just hold like a cocktail, right?
Listen, keep her part time, but pay her for full time, whatever you need to do.
She is full time at this point. She was on every single episode last year. Okay. And like most, like some of them were fully about her.
I know.
Okay. Well, in this episode on Salt Lake City, for those of you who have been watching along with us, or if you haven't been, we are on the second half of the dinner in Vegas where Jen, Meredith, and Lisa all sit down. And we're about to have a dinner, and then all hell breaks loose. And then later in the episode is where they go to, I guess she's, in my head, I thought she was a psychic, but I guess she's more of like a hypnotist / getting
therapist
kind of / getting like in touch with your inner self, conscious, subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what happens in this episode. So we basically get ready. And at the beginning, Jen says she's getting ready to go to the strip club, which does not ever happen. So I don't know if like they were planning on doing dinner and then a strip club or what.
Yeah.
Whitney goes to Heather's room and she's like, we had a lot of fun on the track. It was funny because Lisa didn't go fast at all in her car and I lapped her twice. And then Whitney said that she apologized to them and everyone seemed receptive. And she's like, I'm just excited to have like an actual good night tonight. Cut to Heather being like, well, Jen is still blaming you for everything.
Right. She looked so,
it's not fun anymore.
Distracted when she was like talking.
Heather did?
But yeah, when he was talking before, and I think because she was thinking about how she's going to have to bring up
yeah.
that Jen's still mad at her. And she was like putting all of her clothes on. I don't know.
Then we cut to Lisa and Meredith are at the dinner table. They're the first ones to arrive. And they're actually talking about how like happy they are that Whitney apologized, that it's like going to be, they both agree it's going to be a full clean slate. So I was happy to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
But then Heather said the stuff to Whitney, and then Jen arrived. Okay, wait. They both agree that they thought that Jen was over it, but obviously she's not. And Whitney calls Jen two-faced. Mm-hmm. So then back at the dinner table, Jen meets Meredith and Lisa, and Lisa is like, oh my God, Whitney apologized. We're all good, blah, blah, blah. And Jen is like, well, we need to hold Whitney accountable. And Lisa's like,
we did.
Yeah. Lisa's like, well, we're good with her though. Because
she
like,
took accountability. She took accountability. She yeah. apologized. Like we've done this.
So Jen's like, how are you good with her when she said those things at my party?
She threw you under the bus and she threw you under the bus. And then they're like, well, she apologized for that.
Well, she's like, I don't know how you can just give in to Whitney. And they're like, we weren't giving in. She said she was sorry for doing that. It's not like she was just saying, I didn't do that. And then they're like, okay.
Yeah. She's so transparent in this interaction and how, like when Heather said later that she was pissed off because she came into it thinking that they were all going to be like rah-rah on Whitney.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, fuck her.
Yeah. And to find out that they had actually like resolved things and moved on was not it for Miss Jen. That was mm-hmm. not part of her little plan.
She thought Jen, that they were all going to pile on Whitney at that dinner. And instead, it became a pile on her. Like, I guess it wasn't a pile on, really. It was Jen going
at that
like,
point. No, yeah.
Jen went crazy a little bit over here.
Yeah, she lost the plot.
But then she says that, she says, go ahead and be on her side and Mary's side. And that's when Meredith is like, nobody's going to tell me who to be friends with. I'm going to disengage.
Yeah. You know, I remember the first time I watched this, I always like, you know, I just love not a combative housewife per se, but like somebody who can stand up for themselves and like articulate themselves well, which I do think Meredith does a lot. But she also this, you know, the disengaging thing was her thing this season, especially.
And next season.
And I remember not liking it at first, but watching it back, I'm like, that was the right move, Mama. Like, she was just crazy. You gotta get up and get out. Yeah. It's just like,
especially
there was no, point, you weren't getting anywhere with her. So, kudos.
So,
thanks for getting up, for leaving, Mama.
Travis has been repeating this Drag Race thing that was said at least 4 weeks ago at this point on the show, but he can't stop saying it.
Kudos
for saying that, Mama, for spilling.
It comes in waves, you know what I mean? Like, I'll just use it, and then it'll be gone for a few days, but then it always comes back. Anyway.
Kudos for being gone for a few days, but coming back.
Exactly. It's so versatile.
So Meredith says, like, after this, that she was triggered because when her parents got divorced, she felt like she was always trying to be the mediator between them, and seeing Jen like raise her voice and all this stuff just really triggered her. So that's why she decided to leave. And I agree with you. I don't think anything better would have happened if Meredith stayed. In fact, it probably would have just been worse. So.
Right. Yeah.
But then Jen gets mad that Meredith left, and she said that she can be friends with that Lisa can go ahead and be friends with Whitney and be better friends with her. And Lisa's like, what are you even talking about? Then Heather and Whitney come down, and it's already in the massive blow up stage. And Whitney's like, what's going on? And Jen says to shut the fuck up. And then Jen basically like not really pushes Heather, but like
pushes her. Well, I think Heather touches her arm.
Yeah, Heather's like, what are you doing, Jen? And then she like smacks her hand down.
Yeah.
And she's like, don't hit me. Oh.
I will say later on that they call this very, I don't know. I was like, she is being aggressive, no doubt. But
did they say get physical or something like that?
Yeah, there was just like a lot of you being very aggressive, very violent. And I don't know. I just feel like it was, but at the same time, she didn't really. Like, she was speaking forcefully. I just feel like the terms have been so talked about now, and how we, like, in the zeitgeist of culture, of how, like, we, those words have been used against certain minorities, XYZ.
Yeah.
Not that I even think that's what's happening, but now in my brain, I'm automatically, like, uncomfortable because I'm like, wait, should you even say that? You know, but she was being aggressive, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean, so Jen was like yelling at everybody. There was a bodyguard seeming to like get in between, like,
and
get ready to get in between them.
Also, I was just like, imagine coming into a space like you're just getting there and somebody's already in mm-hmm. your face yelling. Yeah,
shut the fuck up and take, go ahead and
say, you want to talk, Whitney? Then talk. And then immediately says, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I think it's fair to say in this moment that she was being aggressive, but I don't think it's fair to say she got physical.
Yeah.
Because she just like Heather basically like grabbed her.
I mean, technically Heather touched her first.
Come back, and then Jen like swatted her hand down. So
yeah,
that's all. that was.
Hmm. But yeah, I think it was that's like shell shocking to like come in ready to like, you know, usually there's a build up to the argument, but they walked into the argument.
Yeah,
and for Heather to be on 10. Yeah.
So then Lisa kind of like runs after Jen and she's like, what is wrong? And then she's like, it's just that I feel like Whitney isn't holding herself, like taking any accountability for what she did that night at Truth's party. So then Lisa's like, okay, I'll go back and talk to Whitney. And then Whitney said she feels like she's in the Twilight Zone because they've already had this full-on conversation and she thought they came to an agreement, which everyone else thought that too.
Right. The only person not taking accountability for what happened that night is Jen.
Yeah.
Because she's the one that lost her shit and threw the glass and ruined her party for...
Yeah.
Or she caused the issues in her marriage, not Whitney.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the problem. We're really just seeing Jen fighting her in herself.
Yeah.
And everybody else's fallout.
So then... Lisa's like, well, this is why she's mad, because it's like affected her family or whatever. And then Whitney's like, well, I just want you to know that Jen talks about all of you, all of us behind. Well, I guess all of you behind your backs.
Yeah. But let's back it up, though, for how I did think like kudos again
for backing it up
to Lisa. For I mean, I think the it takes like a special skill set to be able to like confront somebody who is that pissed off. And she just followed her out into the and kept like engaging with her and was fine. She was like completely level headed. You know, she was like explaining everything. And then she came back and just was talking about it like, you know, not that she was like, oh, this is normal, but it was just like, well, I've witnessed this and this is what I think about it. You know, she was just very. I was like, that's not many people I feel like can do that.
That's true. Yeah, she was good at that.
Yeah, I was like, where did that come? Where'd you get that skill?
Well, I don't know where that skill goes because she doesn't listen very much these days.
Yeah, that's true.
But here she was doing a good job. She was doing a good job of like calming Jen down a little bit enough to be like, what's the root of this issue? And then relaying that back with Whitney and then being like, what's the root of your issue?
Maybe it's because she's a problem solver, you know, like in as a like in part of entrepreneurial pursuits of like throwing events and things, you have to like people might be mad and you have to solve things out. And she's like, good. At, like, OK, this what's the real problem and how do we fix it?
True.
Maybe that's what.
So then Whitney says this thing, like she talks about us behind our backs and Lisa's like, for like, what, when is, what has she said? And then she's like, well, she did tell Heather that she, well, she showed Heather pictures of someone that supposedly Meredith was having a relationship with. And that she told Whitney similar things. And so then she was like, imagine us turning around, like seeing her talk all this shit about Meredith and then all of a sudden like trying to be Meredith's friend. Like it just doesn't add up.
Right.
And she also said that last night Jen had called Whitney and was like, and was basically saying like that she was, that Lisa was still mad at her and that Lisa was saying all this stuff about her behind her back. So she basically just was like, what do you think about that? What do you think about Lisa still talking about or talking about you behind your back? So then, therefore, like, kind of trying to throw Lisa under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lisa gets mad about that, obviously. And then we cut to Jen just kind of, like, screaming to herself in her hotel room, saying that no one sticks up for her.
Why does it always... Okay, I'm curious as to what her endgame was in preaching loyalty, but also with... talking shit about Meredith Whitney, but also trying to be Meredith's. Like, where do you think she was going with all of that? Or do you think she's just so self-centered that, like,
I think that's it.
Everybody else has been, like, been not on her level, and she can just play them against each other, whatever, and it doesn't really matter.
I don't know what her endgame was with the Whitney stuff, except to just try to get everybody... I don't know, but then I don't know what the stuff with them... I think she really is just, like, very self-centered, and she just feels like she can talk. Like, she's just one of those type of people that likes to talk shit about everybody else.
Yeah.
But the only difference is now everything you say is on camera.
Right. Well, and that was maybe she was trying to get Whitney to bring up, maybe she didn't want to confront Meredith or talk about Meredith directly, like in the group about her marriage. So she gave the information to Whitney, hoping that that would come out that way. But then on the flip side, you're on camera giving her the information. So it was always going to come back to you. So you might as well have been the one to bring it up in the group anyways.
Yeah. I think she just wasn't ready for the housewives of it all. In terms of like, I don't even think she was bringing that stuff up to Whitney to necessarily like even make it come out. I think she was just talking shit about Meredith because she just talks shit about everybody.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it comes out on the reunion and all these other times that she's talked so much shit about Heather, who's supposedly her best friend.
Yeah. And maybe like, because she feels
nothing.
Right. And maybe she feels so shitty about her own marriage at this time that she just was talking shit about somebody else.
That's exactly what it is. She just wants to have someone else to talk shit about because she's projecting.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think root of it all, she's just not a good person.
Right. And she preaches loyalty, but is also unloyal.
Yeah. She's so crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not in the sense of the word. I just feel like
it's just shocking to me. Can't
imagine. I know she sure has like fun aspects to her, but I cannot imagine being friends with her because she doesn't seem like, it seems like she'll turn on anybody and just say mean, nasty things about everybody in her life.
Yeah.
Okay. But we don't have her on our screen anymore. So keep reminding ourselves that. So then Meredith, Lisa, Heather, and Whitney all meet in another room to kind of break down what's going on, which I thought was interesting because it paralleled the Reality Von tease of it all. Mm. And they basically tell Meredith that Jen pushed Heather, and they tell her that Jen threatened to have Whitney in the lake behind her house to Heather the day before. And Whitney said that, like, again, Jen pushed Whitney and Heather, and meanwhile, the whole time has been dropping bombs about Meredith's marriage. And so then Meredith is like, okay, since everybody seems interested in my life, I'll tell you.
Which nobody, I mean, it seems like Jen's the only one talking about it.
I know.
I was like, I don't think everybody is that interested, but okay.
So she says that Seth and her have been separated for a long time, or like on and off again for a long time. And at times they had seen other people. In her confessional, Lisa said she's mad about this.
Oh, you know what I thought? I thought this was this is the initial rant moment. What's
happened in New York?
Yes. This is where it started. She felt blindsided about like her whole relationship with Meredith because she didn't know any of this.
And she says that she's my best friend.
And then it builds and builds. Mm-hmm. And her trust was broken at this moment, mm-hmm. or something. Something inside their friendship broke.
Something.
And then this scene. Yes. And this is where the rant comes from, I feel.
Well, in the room, she does nothing.
Yeah.
But in the confessional, she says that. Not the rant stuff, but she says, well,
okay, hold on.
She feels hurt.
Yeah, exactly. But I also feel like the only thing that's different is like, because sometimes housewives are like good friends and sometimes they say they're friends, but they're really just coworkers and they get along. So I don't really know, like outside of the show or before the show, how close they were. However, she's saying they were good friends.
She said best friend.
Best friend. And if your best friend has been married and separated multiple times, was dating other people for periods of time, and you knew nothing about it, that's bizarre. Mm-hmm. That would make you feel like, oh, we're not that close because you didn't. On the one hand, I understand Meredith not telling anybody because people have weird ideas about marriage and like how things are supposed to be, and people like to talk about that stuff. So if you don't want something getting out, the best thing to do is just not to tell anybody.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, if you are supposedly really close with somebody and you have a close relationship, then
you should be telling.
You should be what?
You should be telling.
You should be trusting.
You should be trusting of Lisa enough to tell her.
Right. So what do you think?
I think that's the cherry on the which what is
the cherry on the
I think that's topic. The cherry on the topping of the icing of the cake.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah, I mean, I agree. It is. It would feel like, okay, I guess we're not as close as I thought we were.
Mm-hmm. And what else are you?
And in the back sharing? Of my brain, I'm saying she's probably fucked half New York.
Yeah.
She's a garbage whore. Trash. Trash whore.
Her and her phony family.
Her poses.
Who poses? Yeah.
That's what I think.
What if this rant has been living in her head from this moment? Maybe what if she started the rant in her head and it's just been living there for the next like two seasons and then it just
maybe up. Maybe what if she says that every time that she takes her mic off and this time she just forgets to take her mic off?
Yeah.
Anyway, she says it's the cherry on the topping of the icing of the cake in her confessional, but then we go back to Meredith. She says she's the happiest she's ever been. And like with Seth or whatever. And then Lisa says that it's always the one who is saying that we should be loyal who's not loyal. And she says, I don't want to be friends with her after all this.
Mm-hmm.
Which is ironic because we know next episode she's the only one that reaches out to Jen immediately to check
on. And after the season.
That's true too.
Yeah. They become friends, yeah. And weirdly, Heather, it's not weird. But it does seem, I don't know.
Heather says, I'll never not be her friend.
Basically. And it's all coming from a place of...
Unless, of course, she lies to me for a year about being guilty and then is and then says she's guilty and then goes to jail.
Yeah, punches you in the
eye. That's what it would take for me to be friends with her.
Yeah. Well, it was just... It's coming from a place of she's been rejected for not behaving the way that people think she should. So she doesn't want to abandon Jen because she's not behaving the way people think she should. But I feel like this is a weird, like a distortion of the, like of reality, of the truth of like, there's a difference between people being prejudiced and you holding people accountable for like bad behavior.
Which I do think Heather does try to hold her accountable for the bad behavior. But at the same time, I think she's saying she's my friend. I'm going to, like, even through the bad times, even through them doing bad things, I should still be their friend.
Yeah.
But I think in hindsight, like, after all of this, Heather realizes that Jen was a horrible friend to her.
That's
what it took.
Okay, that's the difference.
Her going to jail to realize it.
I think it's, I agree with Heather in that a friendship is a relationship and you have to accept people, the good and the bad, right? Not that you should allow them to mistreat you, but you know, but in the general theme of like, yes, you should, if when things get hard, like you don't be a fair weather friend. You have to be a friend through the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is that Jen was really never her friend.
Yeah.
So that kind of voids the whole, you didn't have a relationship. You just thought you did.
Yeah.
And so and because she wasn't actually your friend, she mistreated you.
Agree.
Tea.
And that's the motherfucking tea. Okay, so that's where we end the night. And
oh, it's over already?
The night is over.
Oh, sorry.
But then we wake. Do you think that's the end of the episode?
I was like, wait, was that it?
Oh, that, you think you fell out of a coconut tree?
Wait, what's that from?
You exist in the context of everyone and all in which they came before you. I don't know exactly what it says. That's from...
I heard that recently.
Yes, it's all over TikTok. It's Kamala.
Oh, that's what it is.
Okay, so then the next morning, Meredith calls little Brooksy Poo, whose dog has shit all over his Montclair coat, and he almost cried. Montclair blue coat.
I mean, they are expensive coats. It would be sad to be. But all the poop will come out. I don't know. What kind of coat was it? They usually have that like shiny material.
Aren't those the ones that are like Canada Goose-ish? The ones I had to make that ad for?
Yeah, the ski jackets.
Yeah.
But it's like that material that I don't think it would like soak, poop would soak into it or anything.
Never know.
Mm.
They are expensive though, because when I tried to make an ad for them and we went to Nordstrom to get one of the coats just for the ad, and they were all zip tied to the or whatever.
The wire rack.
Wire rack, yeah. They're wired to the wire.
Mm-hmm.
So then Heather said she's been texting with Jen and Jen left and went to the airport already. What?
I just thought wired to the cherry to the on top of the top.
It was wired to the wire, which is on top of the cherry on top of the topping. That's like that old bump on a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
Yeah. Wait, wasn't there one called Green Grass Grows All Around Around? And the green grass grows. There's a windshield wiper on the bus and the world. That's just the wheels on the bus. But where's the green grass grow all around? What is that attached to?
Down by the banks of the hanky pank where the
hanky pank.
Oh, where the watermelon grows. Is that the one?
I don't know. Green grass
grows. But if I do,
there's a hole in the ground.
My mother would say, have you ever seen a frog sitting in a log down by the bank? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Okay, well, we'll never know.
Okay.
So then, yeah, basically they're like, okay, Jen left. And Whitney says that this is the worst trip she's ever been on, even worse than when she started her period on a water slide in the Bahamas. And then we cut to Lisa FaceTiming Mary, who basically says, like, yeah, that's the reason I didn't want to come was because I knew Jen was going to start some shites.
Mm.
And then she said she knew Jen would ruin the trip. And she's like, when people show you who they truly are, you have to believe them. Which is really, she needs to be saying this to Heather.
Yeah. Except what's funny was that Mary said, when somebody shows you who they are, you have to believe it. And then Lisa says, it's like that saying, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. And I was like, why did you repeat it? And two, are you like correcting her on like, you say, she was like,
no, she's like, it's she's just like that saying. And Mary's like, yeah, I just said the same. Yeah, I
know. But I was like, Lisa, she just said it. So are you telling, did you put that in there? Cause you're like, Mary didn't come up with this wisdom.
Okay, no, she's one of those. No, I think she's just one of those people that's like, thinks that she comes up with ideas when really it was said to her.
Somebody else.
Yeah. Except we saw it in real time right after another.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mary is basically just like, you'll never understand Jen because you can't understand crazy.
Dun, dun, dun.
So then Whitney, Lisa, and Meredith.
Oh. Mary just played herself by not going on the trip. It's also the fact that this whole thing is revolving around Mary and she's not even implicated by anybody at this point.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, Lisa literally just called Mary to like gossip when it's still Mary who's like the one saying that Lisa said all these things.
Right. And about her. Exactly. And but she's so removed herself from everything that she's not even part of the they're not even going to talk about her at the reunion because at this point they're all just arguing with each other, even though Mary started it. You know, it's like the, as a housewife, that's somewhere you don't want to be. Mm-hmm. You have to be in the mix.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she will be on season 5. She's all still here.
Yes.
So then Whitney, Lisa, and Meredith get down to go on take a car to a secret place that we don't know where they're going, and they don't know where they're going either, except for Whitney. And then Heather basically is like, you can go on without me. And she goes to Jen's room. I'm assuming she maybe was going there to like grab. She said she had some dresses that were in there. But then when she opens the door, she sees that Jen is still there. Mm-hmm. And did not actually go to the airport like she said she was.
Yeah.
And Jen is kind of like being like normal and getting in glam. And she asks them to leave. And then Jen says something like, thank God for the Shaw Squad because no one reached out to me.
You're paid, you're hired help.
I mean, yeah. But also it's like no one reached out to you when you were the problem.
Yeah. Right.
So, huh.
Huh. Imagine that.
Maybe you should be the one reaching out to other people and saying, I'm sorry that I did all that shit.
Yeah. But it's just wild to me that she had so many people there.
She really did.
I mean, I understand glam, but I mean, just like a whole posse of people.
But normally when people like bring glam on a trip, it's like one person.
Or two.
Okay, or two.
Like, yeah.
She had like six people at least.
Yeah.
And also, I was just thinking about, like, she's having to pay for all their hotel rooms, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she asked for them for a minute to talk, and then Jen said she doesn't think that there's any progress because no one is talking about the real issue, basically, which is that she either Whitney's lying about the whole what Mary said thing, or Lisa and Meredith are lying and actually did say those things.
Right.
One of the two.
But what she says, okay, but what she says is that either Whitney is lying about what they said, or they're lying about what they actually said. Mm-hmm. When in reality, the third option is that Mary is lying about what they, she's just completely removed Mary from the equation.
True.
When that, really, honestly, that's the only
is what happened.
I mean, it's the only way to resolve, like, that's the whole crux of it. Not these two, it's this.
Yeah. But then she still later says that the actual reason she's mad is because Whitney brought it up at Sheree's party. So it's, I like, know. Pick a lane. Pick
right.
One.
That's true.
So then, I mean, basically this whole thing, I don't feel like I need to go into all of it, but Jen is still saying that the reason she's mad is because all this has accepted or affected her family and no one fucks with her family, blah, blah, blah. When really that's
you fucked with her family. Fault, right.
One. And Heather says, like, well, we're never going to get to the root of it if you, like, keep doing all these, like, having all these blow-ups, and now everyone is mad at you, and you're not taking any accountability for yourself or your own actions. To which Jen can't believe that Heather would say that she's the problem.
Yeah.
And she also had said,
if someone could just be sincere and apologize, when multiple times she said she thought people's apologies were sincere.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. You want people to just say whatever she wants. Everyone already apologized to you. Literally everyone. Mm-hmm. She said no one's owning anything, which is ironic. And then Heather's like, well, really, you're the one that's not owning up to anything. And in her confessional, she says that she's acting like we have all wronged her, but she can do no wrong.
Yeah. I feel like Heather was so close to being free. She was so close.
Yeah, even with the psychic or whatever coming up, there's some other things. I was like, this should have been the end, Heather. Mm-hmm. So, meanwhile, everyone shows up to Kimberly's house, and she wrote a book called Unconscious Power. So, this journey is going to be about finding your inner self. And Whitney says she hopes that this will heal everything. So, I think she's funny because a lot of times I feel like whenever there's spiritual healers, they are a little bit like ethereal with the way that they're talking. Like they're trying to like make you be like in, I don't know, like feel like you're in another trance state almost. Mm. But she's like, I'll do it with you because being in a trance state is the bomb. And she's just like not talking like, I don't know. I feel like she's not even trying to sell the word, like sell it all.
Mm. Well, this woman's house was huge.
It was huge. It was kooky.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
There was like an umbrella in the middle of like the doorway.
But the house was so big, you could do that.
Yeah, that's true.
It was just like, okay.
Well, she made a lot of money. Maybe you should write a book called Conscious Power.
Kooky.
Kooky.
A kooky trip with a kooky writer.
Making cookies with kooky.
When life gives you cookies.
It's a dessert, a self-help book. So then Jen and Heather walk in and everyone's like, oh, what is she doing here? And
the energy shifted.
Meredith said, I think we're going to need a bigger crystal.
Yeah, I don't think Kimberly has a big enough crystal.
So she starts telling them all to like close their eyes and pretend that they're holding ping pong balls in their hand. And then those ping pong balls now have turned to baseballs and they should feel heavier. And then Whitney says she loves balls.
Yeah.
And she says, is everybody comfortable now? And Jen's like, I'm not comfortable.
Also, Jen was like opening her eyes at all times to see if people were actually doing it. Mm-hmm. Or she was just like glaring daggers at people. I'm not sure what she was doing.
Have you ever been hypnotized?
No.
One time? I participated in a hypnotism event.
Uh-huh. An event. You'd be like at school or something.
You know, like, did your school do that thing where they had a lock-in the night of before graduation?
No.
So that no one would, like, go drinking and driving and, like, die the day before graduation?
No.
I think a lot of the schools in Kentucky do it.
Yeah. I mean, I know your school isn't small, but it sounds more like a small town thing.
My school was, I also didn't grow up in a small, like Louisville's not a small.
I know. That, I, it sounds very Kentucky. It's like a small like town, like some, I don't know. I've never, I don't.
My school was like bigger than my high school was bigger than my college.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said, I know you had a large graduating class, but it just sounds like some small town stuff. And I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Okay. Well, let's not talk about whose town was smaller, but
mine was smaller, actually. Yeah.
Anyway, they had a hypnotist come in and for the lock-in, because it was literally like we stayed there from the time school ended until like the graduating morning. Mm-hmm. And they had this hypnotist come in, and we all got up they asked for volunteers, and I was like, I want to see if I'll actually be hypnotized. And I was not hypnotized, but I still did all the things he told me to do because it was like funny.
Yeah. Okay.
So he was like, you will now be a belly dancer. So I like got up and danced.
Right.
But I don't think I was actually hypnotized.
You weren't.
Is that what all hypnotism is?
No, I don't know. Actually, I think there is some like, I think the way she portrayed it was probably that, like, it's a state of relaxation where if you're open and willing, you can go deeper into your brain than you can if you're not relaxed and like not willing. So if you just go up there and you're like, don't think it's real or anything's gonna happen, like it's not, and you were just having fun.
Yeah, that was really what it was.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the lady's like, okay, let's go sit in this other room. Jen does end up sitting next to Whitney. And the other ladies basically say, oh, no, Kimberly says, I feel like there's damage in the group.
Well, she said either all of you are carrying a lot of personal damage or there's just damage in the group.
Yeah, she can really read a room when Jen walked in, basically.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's a safe space, so like let's have it be like a chance to get everything out and then hopefully come together at the end and heal.
I like that she was like, feelings might get hurt, but we can fix it. You know, like, okay.
It was just kind of funny because I was like, what is she supposed to like, did they think that it was gonna be like did they tell her ahead of time, we want to use this time to like air out any drama, and she knew she was gonna be the mediator? Or did she actually think they were going to go on like a healing journey, and then instead she ended up being like a therapist,
a group trauma therapist? Yeah. Just from looking at her, I felt like she just thought it was interesting. I think yeah. She knew that, you know, these like this cast was coming in and they were going to do this, and then she was like, oh, there's some weird like heavy stuff going on. And I think she was just genuinely like, let's get into it, mama.
Kudos for spoiling.
For sharing.
Okay, so Jen said that Heather said it was all her fault. And then she was like, but I didn't think that we had any issues going on. And then Meredith just left for no reason. And Meredith's like, hold up. The issue is that you were trying to tell me who to be friends with. And Jen said that they should have just told her that they had an issue with this instead of letting it get to where it goes. And Lisa's like, we fucking did.
Right. Like multiple times.
Yeah. And Meredith said she only left because Jen raised her voice, which was happening. True. Yeah. And Heather said that Jen said Lisa and Meredith felt the same way about Whitney as she did, like earlier when they were doing the whole shoe event thing. And she's like, I didn't like that you were like, I asked them and they said they don't feel that way. So you were just speaking for them to try to make it seem like everyone only is getting along with Whitney because she's my friend, but that's not true.
Yeah.
And Whitney said that she feels like Jen is holding the whole glass throwing thing over her head and trying to make it her fault. And Jen said that the glass throwing thing is, she's not saying that she's responsible for that, but she's saying that she was the one that brought it up at Sharif's party. And so that's why she's so mad about that.
Which I don't remember when Lisa said, didn't she say something about like, Whitney doesn't realize like she actually caused like a real issue in their marriage. So even she buys into it a little bit.
Yeah. She's buying. Yeah. Lisa does say that at some point. But right now, Jen said that Lisa and Meredith said that Whitney is lying about the whole Mary thing. And they both are like, I never said she's lying. I would never say that. So then there's so much back and forth. Yeah. This part, I apologize. I guess let me just get it all out and then we can talk about it. So then Jen said, it's my time to talk. Even though the person was like, Kimberly was about to start saying something. She's like, well, actually, and then she just steamrolled her. Mm. So, and she said that someone is lying and she wants her friends to be loyal. Cut to Meredith being like, oh, well, it's interesting you preach loyalty, but I've heard you're making negative innuendos about my marriage. And then she said it makes her angry and that Jen needs to mind her own business and you do not want to see me angry.
Mm-hmm. Because Miss Marks will pull out every rumor she's ever heard.
That's true. That's true.
And throw it at you.
I'm talking about the husband
and the rumors and the mountains.
So she says, did you make negative innuendos about my marriage? And Jen said she would never have said anything like that.
Yeah, this was kind of cringy to watch. Like somebody fully
lying when it's on.
This was like very fraudster. Like, yeah, exactly. Like saying, I'm a sweet baby angel while you're wearing the horns. Girl, no.
T. Heather and Whitney both are like, Jen, you did say these things. You were lying.
This was traitor behavior.
Yes.
Traitor behavior.
This is the kind of thing that I also think. Like, I don't like seeing people like Jen and like Larsa in housewife roles because they are actually so mean to people in their real lives. Mm. But Jen would, obviously I don't think that we should platform her anymore, but right. If Jen hadn't done all these things, she would have been so good on the Traitors. Like, I would love to see that.
Yeah.
And I would love to see Larsa on the Traitors, but I don't want to see them being... Oh, wait. I did see Larsa on the Traitors.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'd love to see Larsa on like House of Villains or something, but I don't want to see them be actual horrible people to their friends and real people who have feelings.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not a game. It's not a game. So then, Jen says she's sorry and she would never say anything to hurt Mary. To which Kimberly is like, just say you're sorry. And Jen never does it.
Nope.
Every time Kimberly tries to be like, stop there. Just say sorry. Just stop. Just say sorry.
If you are. I like what she says.
If you actually are.
If you are sorry.
Because she's like, it's that easy. You can just say, I'm sorry I said those things. If you said them. And then she just never says she did, really. She basically ends by saying, I am sorry, Meredith, and I would never say anything to hurt you in your marriage. So still lying.
Yeah.
So then Kimberly says, we're going to play a little game, which is kind of funny.
Housewife behavior.
It is very housewife behavior because the game does not seem like it's productive.
And she did this whole thing with her hand. She was just like, woo, woo, woo.
The game is basically who here does not trust Meredith? Everyone raise your hand. No one raised their hand. Who here does not trust Lisa? No one raises their hand. Who here does not trust Whitney? No one raises their hand.
Which I thought that part was wild, that Jen didn't raise her hand.
For the Whitney part?
Yeah, because you're like saying she's not sincere or whatever. You know, just that's all the beef you have with her, why would you say that you trust her?
That's true. But I do think it's because, like, at this point, when they got to those three, no one had raised their hand yet. So I think maybe Jen thought, if no one raises their hand for anybody, then no one's going to raise their hand for me.
Yeah.
But she says, who here does not trust Jen? And everyone raises their hands. And Heather basically... Oh, and so then she says, who here does not trust Heather? And only Jen raises her hand. Mm-hmm. Which almost makes Heather cry, it seems like.
Yeah.
Heather said she feels like she's always the one chasing Jen when she's the one like leaving the room and stuff like that. And she's always the one sticking up for Jen. So it hurts her to see her say she doesn't trust her. Unfortunately, Jen doesn't really say too much else about the Heather thing and why she doesn't trust her right here. But I think
it's because Heather's not fully backing her in this.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Heather's being critical of her at the same time.
And also, it's just another way for Jen to like
play the
manipulate game. Heather too. Uh-huh. Like, I'm not going to be your friend if you don't do this. I don't trust you.
Yeah.
So Whitney does end up moving to the other side of the couch because she feels like she needs a different space. Heather says that last night Jen became violent and it came at Heather. You preach loyalty, but you've been a really shitty friend. Lisa turns to Jen and is like, Jen feels like she's been, Jen said she feels justified in her actions from last night because people started talking about her family, basically. So she's allowed to do all this stuff.
Right.
And well, people, yes, it's always that,
like, well, if it's something I care about, well, then I can yell.
Yeah, exactly.
And that just means I care.
Yeah. But in her confessional, she says that she doesn't feel like any of them have been a loyal friend to her. And then Jen says something about, like, friendship. And then they all say that they feel like she's trying to ruin each other's friendships with each other. And so then Kimberly says, this is very good, and this is very good. And then the episode ends.
Yeah.
So I guess that's kind of where we end. Like, I don't think, it didn't say to be continued, so I don't know if we come back to this or not at all.
Yeah. I feel like this was a deep dive into some of, like, Jen's personal, like, trauma issues. Like,
it was a good episode, but it didn't feel like Jen actually got anywhere with it.
No, right. No, no, no.
I mean, she wasn't being combated, but I think it's because of the setting.
Yeah. Well, and again, she wasn't willing to, like, own up to anything or self-reflect. Everything. She's the victim and everybody else is attacking her and she's only defending herself type situation.
Always. Okay, so next time on is the finale. Oh my goodness. Heather is throwing her, like, beauty lab launch party. This is where we get Meredith in that crazy mask thing that she's wearing, that she wears.
You mean fashion?
Yes, fashion.
Some people don't get it.
But is it fashion? And Heather and Whitney basically, like, say to each other they haven't talked to Jen since Vegas. But then we find out that Lisa reached out to her and gets dinner with her, and she's the only one that did.
Yeah.
And then we see that Mary comes to the party, and then we see Jen arrive at the party. So the shit's going to hit the fan, probably, maybe, but I feel like it doesn't, actually, if I remember correctly. Do you remember exactly what happens next week?
No.
Well, we shall find out together then. All right, well, that's the end of the episode. Do you have any thoughts or anything you want to say about it?
No, I felt like this was a particular clean glass window. We could look into Jen's soul, and it was dark.
And it was not clear.
And it was unclear. Yeah, it was unclean. No, I mean, it was very, it was a wild ride.
It was a dynamic setting episode. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us 5 stars and subscribe wherever you're listening. And most importantly, share it with your Real Housewives Salt Lake City viewing friends. Maybe you just started watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and you found this. Share it with other people you know that watch it or just started watching it, because we love getting new viewers and listeners. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Travis.
And this has been Privileged Twinks.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.